So you get onto the station, yeah, it's pretty much like exactly like the Taxila station which you were on before, but much better kept because it's in a system that has like a TL4 planet, and they actually care about making it nice. It's just like a gray like carbon like space station. There's some terminals that mostly read like financial information and ship traffic. It's like an airport basically. There's like a hospitality center where there's like a bar and a restaurant and some like meeting areas, which is where you'd meet Faye.
Okay. Yeah, I
Okay.
just walk out there with just kind of like mosey on up to him, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, there's like an open air atrium with some like plants. It's kind of the only part of the station that's got any kind of character, and it's got these big TV screens with a whole bunch of information. On one of them, you can see as you walk in, Nika Starlight and her agent giving an interview. The music's off, but Nika's like got her makeup is all smeared, like she looks like she's been crying, and her agent has her like his arm around her and is like talking angrily at the camera. And you see across the like promenade, it's like fairly crowded. There's a bunch of people there, various ships, crews, and stuff. Lots of pilgrims making one last stop before Strophios. People taking pictures of stuff. And you see him sitting at a table, alone, just wearing his like military gray outfit. He's got a bandolier, and he's sitting at a table with there's a plastic cup sitting in the middle of the table, and he's like drinking from it occasionally, and he's
Okay,
looking
so
around.
for the record, I'm like 10 paces back and to the right of Higgs.
Okay.
I'm full armor, laser rifle like out and across my chest, like at the ready.
Okay.
Yeah. And I guess like I'm trying to be a little stealthy, just like to try and
Make
blend in a little bit.
the roll. I like how you just described how you're like in full regalia with your gun out, but you're trying to be
Well,
stealthy.
like
I just want to be stealthy. I'm gonna blend in.
I'm trying to avoid direct lines of sight
Okay,
between him
yes.
and me,
You're
but
being
like,
tactically stealthy, but not
right,
hiding.
exactly. Yeah.
Okay. All right, make a stealth roll.
That's plus dex, right?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm moderately stealthy.
Okay,
Ha!
not stealthy enough. He
Wait,
looks
shit.
right at you. He's got eyes on you the whole scene.
I guess as I'm walking, like, how. If he's 10 steps behind me, how close am I to Fang when he notices Prosper?
You maybe don't notice him notice Prosper. Prosper might not even know that his cover is blown, but Fang definitely sees him.
Okay, well, the second that Fang looks at me,
Yeah, he just looks up and looks around and he sees you and there's the like
yeah,
look
I
of
just kind of
recognition.
like put my hand up and like do a hey, what's up? I walk, go over and walk to the table.
He gives you the slightest up nod as you approach.
Yeah, just like how's it going, Mr. Fang? Did you have a nice flight? Was it good? Did you
He
have
looks
some
over.
hardcore
He
death
looks over
metal
at
on the
a.
way in?
There's like a waitress walking around, and he like snaps his fingers and he points and then does like a two. And he just like kind of stares at you and finishes his drink, puts it down. The waitress comes over and puts two glasses on the table. They have some kind of like whiskey in them, and he looks at the glass and looks at you.
What type of whiskey is this? I don't drink that cheap shit, Fang.
He kind of just scoffs. He's like. Puts his hands up. You think I do?
Well, I think there might be poison here, so if you don't mind me, I'll just not drink this.
When you said he drinks one and then just drinks the other one, he's like,
Fair enough. If we get in a fight, your shop might be a little bit, you know. Anyways, I'm sure you saw my compatriot back there. I didn't feel safe after shooting some sand at you, and you've met him before. You know he's actually not that good of a combatant or anything, so you don't have to really worry about it. It just makes me feel a little safer. He's over here, Prosper. If you want to just stay, you don't have to get the fuck out of the bush, Prosper. What are you doing? I just kind of like beckon him over.
So,
He
yeah.
peels off the wall because he's painted as the wall.
So yeah, Fang lets you like do your Higgs fast talk for a little while, and then he says, "I thought we agreed it was just gonna be me and you, Higgs."
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I change the rules a little bit. I'm sorry, I didn't feel very comfortable here, but look, again, he's not that It's not that big of a deal.
No, you know what? I understand. I'd be scared if I was you, too.
It's not that I'm scared. I just don't fucking trust you.
He nods. It's the first smart thing I think you've ever said.
I'm scared.
So, how's this going to go?
Well, we've got here. I've got here's a picture of or live feed, whatever. Here's Mr. S in the ship. I put it down in front of him, show it to him. Sedated as we talked about. Now, I'm sure the first thing you're going to recognize is that yes, he's indeed wearing his armor. Little known secret about Mr. Sicarian. I don't know if this was on the factoid sheet that you got, but he keeps that ship booby trapped, and I don't know how to get into it. So rather than blowing the whole ship up, I just assumed leaving it on him. That's yours to deal with when you get him. I don't know the secrets. Maybe you can torture your way out of it. I don't know. Maybe you have some way to get him out of there. We don't. So we just left it alone. I hope that's okay.
He kind of squints at you, and he's like, so you want me to take him booby traps intact off your hands? How'd you manage to sedate him in the armor?
Well, we filled it with air. We filled his fucking thing, his cabin, with this air that Prosper knew about, and it put him to sleep, and then he shut his visor on his way down, I guess, trying to stay alive. I don't know. That's what the... Here, let me dig up the security footage.
The visor's open.
Oh, the visor's open and the... Okay. Yeah. Well, if the visor's open, then, yeah, I just say we filled his rooms. Let me pull up the security footage, and I text Piani as I'm doing this. I'm just like, get security footage of Sicarian falling in his room from gas, if you can. I just kind of wait. Digging it up. Hold on 1 second. I'll have the crew members get it to us. I'm just kind of like waiting on that to see what he says. What?
All right. So he looks at it and he looks at you and he's like, you're such a fucking amateur. Jesus Christ. So, Piani, what do? Do you rush to be like, quickly, Mr. Sicarian, fall down?
Yeah. I could actually in that room. I could have him do just that and just take that small footage and slice it and quick manipulation of the system clocks to set back the time. Yeah. Of course.
Okay. Well,
Piani starts thinking like, yeah, this is like art. I could create this art.
All right, make a... God, I don't even know what the, like, skill would be for quick video production.
I've got to set back the system clocks to make it seem like it happened, you know, 2 days ago, and then I'm going to tell him to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
And Mr. Sicarian, what's your...
He does his best Jose...
method acting.
It's like a... And he falls over in his stiff ass black battle armor, just fucking falls over.
Okay.
It's pretty right. Bad acting.
It's fine. Make a charisma roll for me, Mr. Sicarian.
Is that just a flat D20? Because I don't have a plus.
2d6. And if you don't have a yeah, just can whatever whatever your stat bonus is.
How about help from Piani directing?
I don't think Piani is any help in this situation.
What are you talking about? What about Wu from his amateur?
I told you it's bad. I got a 4, you motherfuckers.
And the Golden Globe goes to... It takes you 20 minutes. You knock everything off the walls.
No, he's not that bad.
I know. All right.
He's obviously not great.
All right, so he takes a look at this new footage.
Okay, well, wait a second. Before I send the footage over... Can I hide a second comm opening because, you know, we kind of like have that other job that we're supposed to be doing, you know, like get pie over there.
What to the
ship? Well, you're just going to have to multi role play this.
Yes,
yes,
like, right. What I'm saying is I'm using this opportunity to like send this video back to also like open up that comm to start to get pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're just trying to find like.
I need your comm channel, friend. And send over.
So
talk, all right, fucking launch ya.
What's the plan with injecting Pi into his ship?
Look, Adam. Okay, it's not injecting. It's infiltrating. All right.
Yeah, it's not infecting or injecting or it's, any other ecting.
It's infiltrating. It's cyber.
Give him a hot pie injection.
It's such a trading. And we're like planning this out, and you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we get to the execution, like, but none of that works.
I want to know the vector by which you're doing this. So you want to try to get Pi into their computer system, into his computer system, and how do you want to do that?
They say we're going to send over the file that you asked for of him falling on his ass.
Right.
Why don't you open up your computer channel so that we can send it
to
you?
Oh, the file, like the Higgs. He's expecting to see that on Higgs's like datapad because he's
too big for Higgs datapad. I don't fucking know. Can we just?
I thought he just had an open radio signal. If he has an open radio signal, can we just send him?
Sigurian is probably just standing behind Piani saying this stuff. Like, I don't know. Computer him. Fucking computer him harder. You know? Use the keyboard.
That's a great new deal that you need to send over. Yeah, exactly.
Mouse him. All right.
Have you seen this picture of a bulldog flying a spaceship? Fucking amazing.
I've not seen that.
Right. I've got a bad signal to you, Higgs. Tell him to open up a datacom.
Wait. You just see me like put my hand up to my ear like I'm getting like a live feed on a news thing. I'm just like, Piani, what was that? What?
Did you just not hear me or?
Yeah, I didn't hear what the fuck you said.
I said, just tell him that I've got a bad signal to your compad.
I put up my finger to my ear and I'm like,
oh, good.
Like that.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got you.
Corroborating the story.
I got you. Mr. Fang, Piani's having a hard time getting to my compad. It must be the signal down here. Can you just open up your ship and we'll just send the file over there if you want to see him in his room for whatever reason where we...
He looks at you, and then he calls the waitress over again, and he's like, I'm sorry to bother you, ma'am. Can I use your phone? And she's like, oh, yes, of course, sir, and like brings him a terminal, and he throws
Give
it.
Give me Adam Coble. I smell something dirty happening here.
Yeah, he puts the like, restaurant like terminal in front of you, and just like, go ahead.
Okay, one sec. Put my hand up to my... Pion, we got the restaurant terminal over here. Do you have the info to this?
Wait, the restaurant terminal, it's connected to his ship?
I don't think so, no. Piana, is this going to work? Can you use the restaurant terminal to send? Does it take that? Do they have that codec, the file to support? Can they do that? I'm just like, I just throwing out
it's
a bunch
like
of like.
The only person in the room who knows anything about computers. Like, Alt-M. Press Alt-M. I heard that worked once.
I cannot. It doesn't seem to be working, Higgs. You're just... Tell him to open up the datacom to the fucking ship.
Okay, it's having problems connecting. Okay, all right. Yeah, Mr. Fang, it's something with this whole fucking... Can you just open up the comms to your ship? Oh, we're just sending this stupid file over that you want to see so bad that I can't even get on this datapad, and we can't get on that one. So just open it up on your ship, and it will be good. Hell, if you want to come back onto our ship, I'll just show it to you there. I'll go over to your ship, and we can do it on there.
Surely Higgs has persuasion.
I'm just going to keep letting JP reel this one out. he has something else to say first before you say. So he looks at like your data pad and looks at you, Higgs, and he's like, have you been traveling with this Sicarian very long?
It's been a while, yeah.
Are you familiar with that armor he's wearing?
I don't. What do you mean by I know it exists. Yes. What do you mean by familiar?
Yeah, he says. I've seen that kind of armor before. It has its own oxygen supply. There's no way he would have let you gas him in that suit. So he stands up and he's like, "This smells like bullshit." Higgs.
Hold on. You're saying he's still alive on our ship?
I'm saying I don't believe anything you're telling me.
I put my hand up to my arms like. Piani, I think Mr. S is still alive. I think he knows the plan is... Piani, get off the ship. Piani, get off the ship right now.
Oh, my God.
So, Piani, what do you do?
I actually turn to Sicarian, and I'm just shaking my head. I actually have no fucking clue. If I leave, right? Perhaps he might come on.
I just open up a comm to
as a tactically minded person, I scan Mr. Fang and just trying to look for, does he wear his shield? Does he have that fucking gun on him? Like, if we had to open fire in this place.
How okay, like, you're doing
Higgs, you gotta fucking sell this, man. Like,
you're reading the situation.
Closed out faster than I could close my visor. I don't know anything. You just need to work it.
Piani, I'm working on. You need to get off the ship. Mr. Skarin's live on there. That's what Mr. Fang's telling. It's got oxygen supply in there or something. I just kind of like wait. I got my hand up to Mr. Fang.
Why don't you prosper? Make your roll for being prepared for the worst.
What kind of roll is that?
You can make tactics.
Okay.
2d6 plus whatever you're.
Hey, I am okay. Totally prepared.
All right, yeah, just you. I mean, you can ask me some things. What do you want to know?
Is he fully equipped?
Well, I mean, you don't know his necessarily his full set of equipment, but yeah, he's got his gun, and you can see his like shield belt on.
Yeah. Seems like he's about to walk away. What would get him to stay? Tactics tell me that?
No. Yeah, I mean, you don't know. You're looking at the situation and like, how am I going
to from a military situation.
Yeah, what would make him stay? Like a firm chop to the carotid artery.
Yeah, I know, right? if he had a weak point, what would it be?
His love for his mother.
Good. Okay, I say, Monsieur Fang, what about your mother?
But think about Mumsy.
And then I shoot him in the face.
I don't know. I don't think you have the wherewithal to understand what his weak point would be. But if you want to ask me about like the general situation or other things.
Well, what is he doing as I'm just like sitting there waiting with my ear?
Well, so this is all happening faster in like real life than it is where we are.
I mean, what happens?
He's like, this smells like bullshit.
Seconds.
He stands up and then Prosper looks around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anybody with him?
No, he's alone.
Are there any security forces in the nearby area?
Yes. Yeah. Primarily like automated. Like there's non-lethal like weapons turrets at various access points around there. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know enough to know about these to make it seem like he was being aggressive and get him.
He had a knife.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
Do I?
No.
Damn.
Higgs, perhaps maybe just try to get onto his ship.
Wait, Mr. Skarin's taking over the... Mr. Fang, we seem to have a problem. Mr. Skarin's taking over the ship. He knew what was going on. Can we board your ship? We got it. I'm afraid that he's going to come over here and just shoot us with the sandblaster. We got to get out of here.
He says to you, he's like, well, it was nice knowing you, Higgs. You should have taken that drink. And he turns around and starts walking back into the crowd.
Please, sir, we're sitting ducks here. Don't come on, man. We had a deal. I'm trying to work with you. Get back here.
Prosper just walks back to the
stands. Appealing to his like sense of mercy and good nature is probably the like. I mean, if you want to make him hesitate for a second, that's about the best you're gonna get with a persuade roll. But there's no way you'll convince him to like. Don't worry, I'll save you. Come on my ship. We'll all hang out.
I guess it's like he doesn't respond to that. I'm just like, what? Come on, man. What about the $1 million? I'm sure you care about that.
He doesn't even turn around to say that. He's like, fuck it. There's money elsewhere. It's a big sector. You keep your Sicarian problem.
My eyes light up. No! I just like try to sell it to the best of my ability.
All right, so, you know, all the nearby tables are like watching and like, oh God, what's happening? As Fang blends back into the crowd.
I'm already back on the swan song.
Oh, you're on your way back to the swan song?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Sicarian and Piani, As this is sort of like tailing off, Pi comes on over the intercom, and says, somebody's outside the ship.
Who?
One of the cameras, like outside the airlock door, because you guys are attached just by like a long corridor, comes on, and you see walking towards the ship, there's a group of, like three, they look like soldiers. One of them is wearing a suit of power armor that looks lighter than Sicarian's. She's got long black hair tied back. She's holding her helmet under her arm. The other two are wearing military uniforms. Can you make an intelligence check for me?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't recognize the uniforms?
Wow. My monitor's off. I'm like looking at it.
Yeah, you just see a weird thumbprint.
No.
This is so strange.
No, don't recognize them.
Okay, so yeah, the
Higgs. There's some people outside.
Well, who is it? Did you talk to them? We're making our way back to ship. I think
they're not back yet.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, no. It's just the two of you are on the ship, and they're coming back towards the ship, and they'll have to like cross these people as they go.
I don't know. Hold on. Who goes there?
Okay, so there's like a pause, and then a woman's voice comes on over the intercom. I'm sorry. Is this the Swan Song?
It is.
Who am I speaking to?
Piani Pick.
And Piani, what's your position on the crew of the ship?
I run the computers.
Anybody else on the ship with you, Miss Pick?
There are a few.
Are you in danger, Miss Pick?
I don't think so.
Can you speak freely? Is anyone listening?
No. I can speak freely.
Is that true, or is this call like being broadcast? Can anyone else hear it? Like Pi can hear it, because
Pi
can
hear it, right? Right.
Can Mr. Sicarian hear this conversation, or do you have it on like a headset?
I mean, I have it on a headset.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So she says.
I mean, I guess if she's like, "Is it open?" I like immediately would throw it on.
Oh, so you do? You want Sicarian to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She says, "I don't want to alarm you, Miss Pick, but there's someone on your crew." Now, they might be a new addition, somebody that's been with you a while. They're a very dangerous criminal. Now, your life is in danger, Miss Pick, and so is the rest of the crew. We would like to come aboard and apprehend this criminal. Can you let us do that, Miss Pick?
Don't worry. Victor was let off a many, many days ago. It's no longer a problem.
Victor Kovacs isn't the one we're here for, ma'am.
Well, then who?
He's calling himself Mr. Sicarian. Maybe you know him. I can broadcast you a picture if you can watch.
Give me the picture.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, it's old. He looks young, but it's definitely Sicarian. She brings up a photo.
I think you got some bad information.
Okay, so you want to try and convince her that he's not on the ship?
I don't know who this guy is in the picture.
Make a persuade check.
This isn't,
I have a one in persuade.
I'm not able to hear this, am I?
No, you'll pass them if they leave.
Oh, you mean
I show up?
Hey, you guys are on your way back.
Will I show up fairly shortly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I use 06? Or can I use alternate outcomes?
Yeah, if you want to.
I think I want to.
Okay. So you shift your consciousness into a universe where maybe you didn't roll a six.
Yeah, let me mark down that I don't have it now. And 8.
Okay. So she says, I'm glad we were mistaken then. Must be a different ship. You have a safe day.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Prosper. Did you wait for Higgs? Are the two of you coming back, or did you just take off?
I think he took off.
No, I just turned around and just started walking.
So did you, Higgs? Did you follow Prosper? Or do you have something else you want to be doing?
I mean, I waited. I like sat there and acted like I was about to die for maybe 20-30 seconds, and then I just stood up and was like, "Well, time to go back to ship."
Okay. All right. So Prosper, as you're walking down the hallway, you see these three. The woman in the like white power armor and the two of her like guards. Do you just walk past them, or do you want to like stop them, or
like is it? I mean, does it seem to me like they're coming from the Swan Song?
That's the only place they could possibly be coming
from. Right. I wouldn't just like walk past them and not do anything. I guess like when I see them, I come on the comms with Piani and I say, "Miss Peak, did you have visitors?"
We did.
And then I, like, do I recognize them for any reason at all?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
They were looking for the cook.
You've definitely never seen these people before.
Okay, so, oh,
you can make, you can make the same roll Piani did. Make just a flat intelligence roll.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay. They're it's Fotenhauer uniforms, for sure. You don't recognize what unit or anything. They're different, a little bit different from the others. But
do I see them?
No, you haven't. Piani didn't show you the video footage. So.
Okay, so I say, looking for the cook. Did they find him?
No.
Right. Why? And like, I guess they're getting quite close now, and I'm trying to like. Right. What's so, going on, Piani?
Did you know that Mr. Zakarian can shrink down to a tiny little ant in his powder armor? No, I just told him he wasn't on the ship.
Okay. Good to know. So, yeah, I guess I'm walking in their direction, and, like, when I get near them, I just sort of slow down and, like, just give them, like, a nod or something.
Sure. As they ignore you, but as they pass, they're having a conversation, and the woman, you catch part of a sentence, and she's like, "I don't care what that twat said, he's in there, and I'm going to get him out, and then I can fucking go back to Onitsa and finish the job I started last month." And they're, like, walking past, and she's angry, but it's, like, a controlled anger. She's like, they're walking quickly, and they're like, "Let's get this fucking shit done." So they pass you and don't even acknowledge you, but they move out of the way, like they don't like elbow you out of the way.
Is it at all possible for me to follow them stealthily?
That would depend entirely on how well you roll.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to just sort of like pause and like maybe try to follow them for a little bit to listen on what they're saying.
Okay, go ahead and make a stealth roll.
I'm glad my stealth rolls are like straight 2d6 plus 1.
Oh,
look at that shit. I am so stealthy. Goddamn.
Alright.
He basically explodes in the smoke and then just kind of follows her as a fart would follow.
He just Dracula's after them. Okay. Oh, alright, so you just want to follow.
French cloud, though.
You follow within. So he's a cloud of perfume.
Yes.
Okay. Alright.
Cologne.
So they're heading back towards their ship. Basically, she's just complaining about, like, she doesn't even want to be here, and how she's like, yeah, she feels like she's missing something on Onitsa, that there was some big thing that she was, like, in the middle of doing, and then she had to come all the way fucking out here to deal with this crap. And she mentions, you get the impression that she's acting on someone else's behest, she doesn't use a name, but that it's, like, a personal vendetta that she doesn't want to be a part of.
Got it. Okay, I mean, like, I guess I thumb on the comms, and I'm relaying all of this back to Piani and Zakarian, you know, once I sort of turn around.
So, I still haven't heard the name, I guess, as Mr. Zakarian, right? So, when you describe her, what are you saying?
I'm saying there's a woman here, she's wearing power armor, she has long black hair.
You also noticed when you passed her, she has a tattoo on one side of her face, like under her eye, of
it's like a
ankh.
Teardrop or something, super lame. What? Like a what?
it's an ankh.
Ankh. Yeah, it was like a teardrop, super lame, but close.
And then Adam Does any of this set me off? Do I know anyone?
Make an intelligence check. Okay. The difficulty for you will be much, much lower. I'll tell you some stuff no matter what you roll, but...
I'm just going to add plus 100. You can subtract the 100, but I get a 4.
Okay. All right.
Or I got 104.
With 104, well, the description is, you've never met this person, but you remember the description, though you can't place where you remember her from. She's a Fotenhauer, like a military agent. Her name is Miss Fate. She leads Fate's Rangers. They're kind of like an elite commando squad, and she's fairly well known. But when you were still with Fotenhauer, she was still like up and coming. Like, she got her name after you left.
So I get it's Fotenhauer then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I would say, well, it seems that the obstacle that I just discussed has already caught up to us. This is most unfortunate. Did they say anything? I mean, they're not going to leave me. They now know that we're here, so we're going to have to deal with this now.
Yeah.
And then I look at, like, a Piani and say, tell Mr. Higgins to wear his finest knockout boots that he has. We're in for a fight.
His finest knockout boots.
That's a good thing. So, like, we're in for a fight. That's a good place to take a break, I think.
Awesome. All right, sounds good. We'll take this quick 5-minute break. We'll go back, come back, and do the final hour here of whatever. Did you guys say week 19? Is that what you said?
I think that's what it is.
Yep. There you go.
Week 19. All right, we'll be right back, guys. More Swan Song coming up right after this. We'll see you then.